Today's daf is Bav Nesia daf Tes Vav. We are holding on the bottom of daf Yudalad Ambeis. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously with Zchus Rufo Shlema for Chana Hena Bas Rachel Mindel, a newborn baby who's undergoing surgery either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure, but she should have a Rufo Shlema. And we thank the anonymous sponsor very much. So we are holding on Yudalad Amud Beis. We are at Toshima toward the bottom of the page. What we're going to address now at first is the comment of Shmuel in yesterday's daf toward the top of Yudalad Amud Beis. Shmuel had said that Mo'os Yeshlo Shevach Einlo, that if a person sells a field and it turns out that it's not his, so the person can get reimbursed the money, but not the Shevach of the field. So the Gemara is going to question Shmuel from a Braisa. We're going to have three different approaches in terms of how to address Shmuel's Shita from the Braisa, how Shmuel is going to be reconciled with the Braisa. We're also going to question Shmuel's assumption that a Lokech Megazlan cannot collect Shevach from another Braisa. So we're going to continue to discuss whether one can collect Shevach when you had bought something from a Gazlan. The Gemara is going to talk a lot about a Balchov collecting Shevach either from Lekuchos or from Mekabel Matana, meaning whether the Balchov can collect the Shevach in the first place from the person who has taken the land. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss, what if a person realizes he's buying stolen property? He knows that the property is stolen. So then what is he entitled to? I bought property, I knew it was stolen, and lo and behold, it got taken away from me by the people who really owned it. So am I entitled to all the money I invested in the property? Am I entitled to the money I paid for the property? The Gemara is going to compare it to a case where you know you're doing something that's not right. The Gemara is going to compare it to a case of a guy who tries to give Kesef Kiddushin to his own sister. So he must realize that you can't marry your sister. So what exactly is going through his head when he's giving this Kesef Kiddushin? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a series of Piskei Halacha on all of these Inyanim. All of these Inyanim that we've been discussing, all going back even to Achrayis Tos Sofer, the Gemara is going to come to a final conclusion. So let's see, starting from Toshima, says the Gemara, Toshima will bring a raya from the Braisa that we had quoted at the end of yesterday's daf, that explains the Mishnah against Shmuel. So says Gemara, Toshima, la'achilas peros ketzad. When it says that, what does it mean, la'achilas peros? Haresha gozel sada mechaveru v'are yotze mitachas yado. A guy steals a field from his friend, and now it gets taken away from him. Kishu gove, gove es hakeren. When he goes to collect, he collects the keren. He collects a keren even from properties that have since been sold. But peros he can only collect from the chasim bnei chorin, from properties that are still in the other guy's possession. Well, hey chidami, what exactly are we talking about? If those words are to be taken literally, what we just said, a guy steals a property, it gets taken away from him, so when he goes to get reimbursed, he collects from who? From what? He's a ganav. He shouldn't be. He's a gazlan. He doesn't get reimbursed from anybody. Gazlan miman gavi. What are we talking about? A gazlan doesn't go collect to get reimbursed. He stole and it got taken away from him. It serves him right. El alav, no, the case must be kegon shegazel sadu mechavero, and the key word is umechara liacher, and he sold it to somebody else. So someone steals a field, he sells it to someone else v'yishbicha, and the guy that bought it improved the karka. And now the Nigzal comes and takes the land away from the Lokeach. So that's what the Bryce is saying. The Lokeach wants to come to the Mocher, to the original Gazlan, and to get paid back. So according to Shmuel, this Bryce is telling us that he can collect the Keren and the Peros. He can collect the Keren from the Chasim Meshubadim, and the Peros he collects only from the Chasim Nechorim. That's against Shmuel, because Shmuel held that a Lokeach cannot be gove shevach from the mocher. If he can't be gove shevach mistama, he can't be gove peros either, because you have to remember Shmuel's whole logic as to why he can't be gove the shevach is because it looks like ribbis, that he paid him money, now he's giving him back the money plus. So it doesn't matter whether it's money plus shevach or money plus peros, either way it's going to look like ribbis. So answers the Gemara, answer number one, Amar Rava Hacha b'mayaskinan, the case of the Mishnah is going to go to the mechavero melea peros. The fact that the case is that the Nigzal himself comes to be Toveya, the Karka from the Gazlan, and the fact that he's asking for the May Karka and not for the Karka itself is because someone stole Karka full of Peros, V'achalas the Peros, the Gazlan himself ate the Peros, V'chafer Baborosh Ichnumaros, and he dug in and he destroyed it, and turns out that the Karka is worth less than it was at the Shasa Gzela. So the Nigzal comes to ask for more than just the Karka. But Nigzal Ligvos Keren, if the Nigzal wants just the value of the Keren, Govim Nechasim Meshubadim. He collects that from Nechasim Meshubadim. The Lekuchos knew that it could be that that Karka that the Mocher has is going to be Gzula, will turn out to be Gzula, and that it will be collected from them with all of its destruction. But Nigzal Ligvos Peros, but if the Nigzal wants to collect for the Peros that were in that Karka, that Govim because that there's not a kolan, people don't realize about that, so that's that he has to collect from Nechasim B'nei Chorin. No amount of research would have turned up the chov of the peros, so that he cannot collect from Nechasim Meshubadim. But according to Rava, we're talking about the Nigzal collecting, we're not talking about the Lokeach from the Gazlan collecting, we're talking about the Nigzal collecting, because the Karka had been utterly destroyed after it was already stolen from him. Rabbi Rav Huna says, no, the case of the Braisa is talking about something else. We're talking about that the Nigzal comes to be Tovea the Karka from the Gazlan. Why is he asking for the Dmeya Karka and not for the Karka itself? Kigon Shenatalua Masikin. That the case was the Gazlan no longer had it, but not because he had sold it, but because Ovdei Kochavim had come and confiscated from the Gazlan because they didn't like the Gazlan. So the Nigzal can't collect the Karka itself because these strong Ovdei Kochavim have it. So the Gazlan has to give him something else. But Nigzal Ligvos Keren, if the Nigzal is collecting the Keren, Govim Nechasim Meshubadim. But Nigzal Ligvos Peros, Govim Nechasim B'nei Chorin. But if he's coming to collect Peros, then he collects from B'nei Chorin. So why doesn't each one say like the other? Ravu said that the Bryce is talking about that he's collecting from Meshubadim and he's not collecting the actual land that was stolen from him. That must have been that he had destroyed the land. Why Lo Amar Karab Baravuna? Why didn't he want to say like Rab Baravuna that it's Natul Masikin, that these strong of the Chavim have taken it? Because Harei Yotze Mitachas Yado Bedina Mashma. Because when the Braisa says the Lashon of Harei Yotze Mitachas Yado sounds like that the Gazlan lost it Bedina, that he no longer has it because of good reason he no longer has it, because of something that's correct that he no longer has it, not Stam that of the Chavim mugged him for it. Rabbi Rav Huna Lo Amar Karava, Rabbi Rav Huna didn't want to explain like Rava that the case was that he destroyed the Karka, because Harei Yotze Mitachas Yado Be'en Mashma. Harei Yotze Mitachas Yado sounds like the Karka was still intact when it was Yotze Mitachas Yado. But those are the first two answers to make the Braisa shtim with Shmuel. Ravashi Amar Litzdadin Katani. Ravashi says, no, there are two dinim that are said in the Braisa and talking about two different people who are collecting. And the case is Gon Shagazal Sada Mechaverim Leah Peros V'achales HaPeros U'machares HaSada. A guy steals a field full of Peros, he eats the Peros, and then he turns around and he sells the field. So the Nigzal wants to be Tovea the Karka, and the Karka is still intact, it just doesn't have the Peros. So Ba Lokeach Ligvos, if the Nigzal took the Karka from the Lokeach, and now the Lokeach wants to collect from the Mocher, the Lokeach is now turning around and collecting back from the Mocher, Keren, the actual Keren, because the Nigzal had taken away the Karka from him, Govim Minichasim Meshubadim. But Nigzal Ligvos Peros, but if the Nigzal, now we're not talking about the Lokeach, the second part is the Nigzal, if the Nigzal wants to collect the Peros that the Gazlan had eaten, Govim Minichasim Lecharin, that he collects from Nechasim Lecharin. So it splits the Braisa in terms of two separate collectors over here. This is talking about after the Nigzal had already taken the Karka away from the Lokeach, so Lokeach wants to get reimbursed for the Karka, the Nigzal still wants to get reimbursed for more because he still lost Peros as well, so he's going to come to try to collect the Peros as well. So asking Mara, Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rava Barafunas. Now we have three explanations of the Braisa, but the first two explanations of the Braisa, where it talks about that the Nigzal is the one collecting the Karka, he just can't take the Karka itself for whatever reason, either it's been taken by Masikin or it's been destroyed. But Mildal Pehu, the chov that the Gazlan has as a result of this Gazela has a din of a Mildal Peh, because there is no shtar for his taina on the Gazlan. O Mildal Peh Negovim Nechasim Mishvadim, and Halacha generally is a Mildal Peh cannot collect from Nechasim Mishvadim. So why did it say that he's allowed to collect the Keren from Mishvadim? So it says, Marina Hachem Askin and Kshamad Bedin, Vahadar Zavin. The case is, they already had a din Torah and there was already a psak din. So what's the whole idea of collecting Nechasim Mishvadim? If word would have gotten out, if people would have found out about it, then you could collect from Mishvadim. A psak din is something that word would have gotten out. That's why he's allowed to collect from Nechasim Mishvadim. So Ihachi, if the case is that it was Amad Bedin and the Beis Din already passed him that he owes him X amount of money, well then Peros Nami, Kshamad Bedin, Peros Nami, you should be able to collect from the Peros from Nechasim Mishvadim as well, because once it's Amad Bedin, everyone should know about it. No, Kshamad Bedin al Keren, Vlam Bedin al Peros. Case must be they already had Amad Bedin on the Keren, but they didn't have Amad Bedin on the Peros. Says Mar Umay Pisco, why would we make that the case? That's a very odd way to make the case, that they were had Amad Bedin on one and not the other. Says Mar Stamid de Milsa, Kitavinish, Karnet of Bereisha. It's very likely that that's what actually happened, because generally when people have a Taina, they first make a Taina on the Keren, and then they're going to go after the Peros. So therefore, it's very likely that there was a call on the Keren, but there was no call yet on the Peros. So now the Gemara goes back to ask on Shmuel. Shmuel, who said that it's someone who buys from a Gazlan, cannot go back to the Gazlan and ask for the Shevach. He can only go back to the Gazlan and ask for what he actually paid, but he cannot get more. Remember, because it might look like ribbis if he takes more than what he actually paid from the guy. So says Gemara, V'savr Shmuel, Okeach mi Gazlan, Lesley Shivcha, does Shmuel hold that someone who buys from a Gazlan does not get the Shevach? V'amr le Shmuel, Rav Chinen bar Shilas, but didn't Shmuel tell Rav Chinen bar Shilas, who was a sofer, and he said, you know, whenever you write a shtar mechira imlich, you should always ask the mocher, uksov, whether he wants you to write shufra, shivcha, peri, that the shibud should be, there should be a shibud nechasim on the best of the properties, on the shevach, ladies meshpiach, and on the peros that the lokeach, that grow in the while the lokeach has the karka. So, b'mai, what type of collection from the lokeach is he talking about where we're writing all this into the shtar to reimburse him? Ibe balchov, if it's a balchov that comes to collect the karka because the mocher had owed him money, miyisle peri, does the balchov ever get to collect the peros to begin with? Vamr Shmuel, balchov govas ha-shevach, shevachinav peros lo. Shmuel told us balchov can't collect that anyway. So that can't be the instructions that Shmuel is giving, that write in the shtar that you're going to pay him back the peros. If what? If a balchov collects, then there's no peros to pay back. No, it has to be that we're talking about a lokeach from a gazlan, and it's not a balchov that's coming to collect. It's a nigzal, person had it stolen from him, so he's going to take the karka, he's going to take the peros, and then the lokeach is going to turn around to the gazlan, to the mocher, and say, I need to be reimbursed. And that's where Shmuel says that you got to write where the shevach is going to come from, where the peros. So you see that Shmuel holds that he is allowed to collect beyond just the keren. So that answers the Gemara. Amrav Yosef Achmeskinan Kigon Shieshlo Karka. That Rav Yosef says, no, we're talking about Lokeach Mikazlan, like we said. Still, Shmuel Paskin that you should write that he's going to be paid back the Dmei Karka and the Peros, and he's not worried about Ribbis anymore, because the case is that you're not paying him back cash. You have Karka, so you're not giving the Lokeach money back at all. What was the whole concern? He gave you money, the Lokeach gave the Gazlan money to buy this stolen property, and now the Gazlan's going to give back money plus. So that would look terrible. He's not giving back money. He's giving back land valued at the money. So that you could do plus. Is by any halva of sub sub where you're exchanging goods for each other, that's asr mishum ribis. Are you allowed to pay back karka to avoid the problem of the isa ribis? Meaning normally you're not allowed to do sub sub. So you just give back karka and then you don't have to worry about it. Amalei hasam halva hachazvini. So no, this isn't really ribis. This is like something that looks like there was no loan over here. The lokeach had bought the stolen property. Shmuel was concerned that it looks like ribis. So in that case, where it was already a step removed from ribis, in that case Shmuel allows if it's karka. Ikeda amri. Others say that Amar Rav Yosef Hacham Meiskinan Kigon Shekanu Miyado. That Shmuel was talking about where when Shmuel said that they should write all this in the shtar. That's talking about at the time of the mecher, the mocher was mechayiv himself in with a kinyan to the lokeach to pay him back for the shevach. Normally, minastam, he doesn't have to pay back for the shevach, but over here, he was kona miyado, and then you don't have to worry about ribis by giving back the shevach from the mocher, because he was already mischayev himself in it at the time of the mecher before the giving of any money. So is that a workaround by ribis to just be kona miyado in the first place? No, again, the same answer. This isn't really ribis. The whole concern was that it looks like ribbis, it resembles ribbis, but it wasn't really ribbis, it was really a mecher to begin with. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go and explain Shmuel, another comment that Shmuel had made that we had just mentioned parenthetically through the course of this sugya. Gufa, Amr Shmuel. We had just said that Shmuel had said, Balchov gova es hashevach, that a balchov who comes to collect his chov from karka that has been sold to other people, aside from collecting the actual land itself, he can also collect the shevach that the lokeach put into it. So what happens? Reuven owes money to Shimon. Reuven sells land to Levi. Levi invests in that land. When Shimon comes and collects that land from Levi, he collects the investment as well, the improvements in the land as well. So Amar Rava Teda Shekach Kosev LaMocher Lokech. Says, I'll prove to you that that's correct, because the mocher, whenever you sell karka with achrayus, you always write into the shtar Ana Eikum VaAshbi VaAdki VaAmrik Zvini Ilun Inun VaAmleon VeShivcheon. You say that whatever tainus come up, I'm going to cover you. Ve'ekum kadamach v'tzavi zvina denan. I will stand by this sale no matter what happens, no matter what investments you make in it. Ve'kabel aloi, and I'm accepting all that upon myself. So you see from Shmuel that because of this chayvus that the mocher has to pay the lokeach, the shevach that's going to be taken away from him, it must be that there's shevach that's taken away from him, because otherwise you wouldn't have to guarantee that you're gonna pay him back for it. So I'm if the reason that the mocher has to pay the lokeach the dmei shevach is because he was mechayv himself in it in the shtar matana deloksiv lehachi hachinami deltarv shvacha. So we just say that when it was a matana where you don't where there is no shtar, so now he's not allowed to collect the shevach. The balchov collects from a makabel matana. Let's say the Reuven owes Shimon money, but instead of Reuven selling the land, Reuven gave the land away as a matana and to Levi. Now Levi invests in it. So you're going to tell me that Shimon can't collect the shevach from Levi? I'm like, that's exactly what I'll tell you. So it says more of a chiyafa koch matana mimecher. Is a matana stronger than a mecher? That the guy who receives the matana is going to be able to keep his shevach, but a guy who bought the field is not going to be able to keep the shevach? I'm like, yafa v'yafa. It's exactly right. The guy who gets the matana on that level is going to have a stronger taina. Amrav Nachman, hamas nisim esayel mar Shmuel. So he says that there's a brisa that sounds like Shmuel, that about Chov collects his chov from karka that the lukuchos have can collect even the shevach. V'huna chavrin mukum la b'mili achrini. But Rav Huna said the brisa must be talking about something else, and according to the Rav Huna's understanding of the brisa, it's not a raya to Shmuel at all. What's the discussion? D'tanya, the brisa says as follows: Hamocher sadu l'chaver v'ri yotzu mitachz yadav. A guy sells a field to his friend with achrayus, and then it gets taken away from the lokeach. A balchovin comes and takes away from the lokeach. Kishu gova, when the lokeach goes and turns around to the mocher and wants to get reimbursed for the karka and the shevach, gova is karen min nechasim u'shabadim, shevach gova min nechasim u'necharin. He collects the karen from nechasim u'shabadim and the shevach from nechasim u'necharin. Ooh, but you see, he collects the shevach because the shevach was taken away from him. So that's exactly what Shmuel said. But huna chavrin mukum lo b'mili achrini. Rav Huna said that the Bryce is talking about something else. But lokeach mi gazlan, that the case was someone had bought from a gazlan and the nigzal comes to collect his chov with the shevach. So there, for sure, he's gonna collect the shevach as well, because it's my land that you have been mashbiach. So that's a different. That's a different case when it's a gazlan as opposed to a balchov, and therefore it's not necessarily a raya to Shmuel at all. Tanya Idoch. Now the Gemara brings another brisa to discuss whether Shmuel's din that a balchov is gover the shevach from the lekuchos is true. Tanya Idoch Hamocha so the chaver b'shmicho ba balchov v'trafa. Someone sells a field to his friend. The friend improves the field. Now a balchov comes and takes the field away. Kishu gover when the lokech comes to collect from the mocher ima shevach yosra aliyatzia. If the value of the shevach is more than what he had put into improving the field, no tell us a shevach mi balakarka. He gets the shevach from the mocher, the and the value of the yitzia mi balchov from the balchov himself. Since meikra din, the balchov is not really supposed to be taking the shevach because that was not really meshubatim. So he has to give. He has to pay for the yitzia. The balchov has to pay for the yitzia. If he may yitzia, you say rel shevach ein lelotzah shir shevach mi balchov. But if the expense was greater than the increase in value, so then the lokeach only takes the hotza'ah, the expense up until the value of the shevach. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, Shmuel, but my mokimla, how is Shmuel going to explain this price? Ib lokeach mi gazlan, if he's going to say that we're talking about a lokeach, someone who bought something from a gazlan, kasha resha, then the beginning of the price that says that the shevach is worth more than the yitzia is very difficult that the lokeach collects the rest from the mocher. Damar Shmuel lokeach migazlan lesli shivcha. There should be no shevach to talk of because Shmuel says when you buy something from a gazlan, there is no shevach. V'ibe balchov, and if we're talking about a balchov where it wasn't a gazlan, it was just a balchov that collected the money. Kasha resha v'seifa. Then the entire brisa is problematic. Damar Shmuel balchov goves a shevach because the entire brisa assumes that meikra din the balchov should not have collected the shevach, and that's why we have to make some sort of correction. But Shmuel holds that a balchov can collect the shevach. Says Mari Ibai Seim Lokech Migazlan Kigon Sheish Lokarka. That maybe it is a Lokech Migazlan, and normally you're not allowed to give shevach because it looks like ribbis. But Ovir is giving back karka instead of money. Inam Bishkanam Yada. Or there was a kinyan to be Mechayev himself, like the two answers we said earlier. Or Ibai Seim Balchov. Or you could say that it's by a balchov, Lokasha. Kan and still it's not going to be a kasha as to why there's shevach. Kan b'shevach hamagia l'kisvayim. Kan b'shevach she'en hamagia l'kisvayim. The brisa that says that the balchov does not go over the shevach. He's paying the lokeach the expenses on the shevach hamagia l'kisvayim. The peros that were fully grown and were ready to be harvested, and they just need a little bit more time in the karka. And the reason the balchov does not collect those payrolls together with the karka without paying for the expenses is because they do not have the status of shevach that the karka itself has. But if it's payrolls that are not yet close to the time of harvesting, that's considered shevach of the karka itself. So frekta gemara v'amaisu b'chol yom, but it happened all the time that shailus would come to Shmuel with balichov having tainus v'kav magvi Shmuel afil b'shevach hamagil kisvayim, and he would allow them to collect even the shevach hamagil kisvayim. But how can you say that? That's not shevach at all. Says mar lo kasha had maskvik shirar v'shivcha, when Shmuel would allow them to collect the shevach hamagil kisvayim, that's when the balchov was owed the amount of money of the karka with the shevach. So he gets to collect the whole shevach that it's worth. Had the lo masik be'el k'shirara, but if he's only owed the amount of money that the land is worth, so then he wouldn't allow him to collect the shevach. The yav le shivchei umesalikle. The balchov gives the lokeach a payment for the shevach, and then and he could be mesalik him from the karka. So the honey chalaman yamer says, well, this works very well if you say yisay zuzei lokeach lo matzi mesalikle le balchov, that when the lokeach has money, he can't tell the balchov, don't take this land, let me just give you the money itself. So then shop here. I understand why the balchov has to pay the lokeach the value of the shevach to get him out of the karka, because if the balchov wants the karka, the lokeach has no other option. The lokeach has no recourse. He can't give him money. So the balchov can take everything and reimburse for whatever extra there was. But if you hold that when a balchov comes to collect from a lokeach, that the lokeach can say, listen, I bought this land, I really like this land, I invested in this land, how much did the guy owe you? How much did the mocher owe you? I'll pay you the money, I'll pay you cash, instead of you coming to take the land. So then, neimale, why can't the lokeach tell the balchov, ilu havali zuzi havam eslikun mikulara? Look, if I had the cash, I would be able to keep you out of the land entirely. Hashad lesli zuzi, now that I happen to not have the cash, havli garbadara ba'ara shir shavchai, at at least give me a piece of the karka that's worth the shevach that I improve the land. So says Gemara, no hachamei askinan kigon sha'asa'o apotiki. Damrle lo yelchapiron el mizu. Now he has a very special relationship with this land because this land was made in apotiki. So therefore, normally you're right, you could be mesalik and bezuzi, but not when the land was made into an apotiki. So now the Gemara discusses a much lighter topic, easier topic. Hikir b'sheina shalom. What if the lokeach realizes when he buys land that this land that he's buying is stolen, that it doesn't belong to the mocher, and he buys it anyway, ulukacha, and he pays for it anyway? So what's going through his head? He knew it was stolen. What do you think this money is for? Why are you paying for this? So Amar Rav Maos Yeshlo, he can get reimbursed for the money that he paid back to buy this land, but shevach einlo. Whatever improvements he made, he can't have a tiny. He knew it was stolen. What was he being mashbiach? Shmuel Amar Afilu Maos einlo. He can't even get the money back. Why? B'maika miflgi. What are they arguing about? Whether he can get his money back? Rav Savar Adam Yodei Shekarka einlo. Person knows that the karka is not going to stay. He's not going to keep this karka because he knew that it was stolen. So why is he paying for it? It must be his understanding is, I'm giving you the money to watch for me. I'm giving you the money as a pikadon. And when the karka gets taken away, that's when the zman of the pikadon is over. That's when you give back my money. So if you want to give him a pikadon, give him a pikadon. Tell him it's a pikadon. No, Savar lo makabel. He thinks he's not going to accept the responsibility of watching the money. So therefore, he gave him the money under this guise of buying the karka. Shmuel Savar Adam Yodesh Karka. And Shmuel says, the guy knows that you're not allowed to buy stolen karka, but why was he giving the money? Gamar v'nasan l'shum matana. He was giving it, having in mind this money is now going to be a matana. It's a gift to the other person. So namely l'shum matana. So why don't you just tell him, I'm giving you a gift. I'm giving you this money as a gift. Ksifle milsa. He thinks it's embarrassing for the person to receive a gift. He's not going to be willing to accept it. So instead, he's going to accept it as payment for stolen karka. So frankly, marva pligi be'chad azimna. We already had a very similar machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about a person paying for something that he knows the transaction is an invalid transaction. Deitmar, because we already learned hamakadish asachoso. If a person tries to give kesef kiddushin to his sister, he says to his sister, "Aram ukadeshesli b'tavazay," and gives her kesef kiddushin. So Rav Amar Moos Chosin. Rav says the money goes back. You know, the sister owes the brother the money. Ushmuel Amar Moos Matana. Shmuel says no. The brother gets to keep the sister gets to keep the money. Rav Amar Moos Chosin. Rav Demir Deishen kiddushin tovs machosov. The mouse goes back because he knows you can't be Makadish your sister. It must be that he was giving it as a pikadon. Why didn't he just tell her he's giving it as a pikadon? He thinks she's not going to take that responsibility. A guy knows full well that you can't be Makadish your sister. So obviously, when he was giving the money, he meant to give it only as a matana. So why not just tell him that you're giving it as a matana? Hey, you embarrass his sister that she needs this kind of money, so it's less embarrassing. Just go be Makadisher. I'm not sure, but whatever. He says she's not going to have that kind of embarrassment of receiving the money as a matana. So why do we need to be told this machlokas in both contexts? It says Gemara Tzricha. We need to be told the machlokas in both places. Diit Marbaha, if the machlokas would have only been told to us by buying a field from a gazlan when you know the guy's a gazlan, so Bahakam Rav, I would say that's what Rav says, that it's a pikadon to have the industry of a matana son of Chora. Why would you give a matana to some strange man who's a gazlan? But maybe by a sister, Rav would be modeled Shmuel that you're really trying to give it to him as a matana. So v'yit mar b'hach, and if it only would have said by Makadish Achoso, b'ach kamer Shmuel, I would say that it's only by Achoso that Shmuel says that you're giving it as a matana of b'hai modeled Rav, but maybe by lokeach sadim gazlan, you wouldn't give it as a matana. So tzricha, that's why it needs to be told in both cases. So says Gnar, Bein the Rav Dom Pikadon, Bein the Shmuel Dom Matana. Whether you say like Rav that it's a din of Pikadon, or whether you say like Shmuel that the money is considered to be a Matana, we have a problem. Hai La'ara B'mai Kanachis. This Lokeach that didn't intend to buy the land at all, he was only giving the money as a Matana, as a Pikadon, so why was he going down into the land to work in it? Uperos Echiachil. And how did he eat the peros from this land? He didn't buy the land at all. It's not his. So the Lekech must have thought on some level that he was being kona this karka, because he doesn't know the din, the karka gezula is not sold. So it turns out that there's another reason for Rav and Shmuel, not like we said until now, that he really thought he was buying the land. He didn't know that you can't have stolen land. So Gemara says, no, the Lekech knew that the karka was stolen, and that ultimately would be taken away from him. Still he eats the peros, because Savar not Ichus la'arave. He figured, I'll go into the land, I'll work it, I'll plant it, and then I'll eat the peros that come from it. Just like the guy would have done himself, the Gazlan would have done the same thing. So the Chiyasi Maradar Zuzazi Nahavel Ravdam Pikadu Pikadu Shmodar Matana. And when the land gets taken away from me, so the money that I paid for this land will either be Bein Lamar, you know, the market this way, will either be viewed as a Pikadu or as a Matana. But why should the land lie there with nothing happening to it? So the same way the Gazlan would have worked the land, I'll work the land. That was his cheshbon in working and eating from the land. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Amar Rava tomorrow.